This is our number.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes of the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It is a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. Coming up after the news at 1:30, the detective for the Pierce County Sheriff's, Ed Troyer, he has an announcement that he's going to make on the big show. Now, he's running for sheriff down there, but he has some announcement he wants to share with our listeners on this show. So Ed Troyer will join me at 1:30 this afternoon. Nicole, you loaded the wrong song.
Oh, did I? Are you sure?
Oh, I'm positive.
Oh, okay. Which one do you want? I probably can find it quickly.
I know we have it in the system. Did you guys talk about this story when I was on hiatus?
Yes, of course.
Last
we did.
Week or two?
Okay. I was very upset about it, so of course we did.
Okay. Because it's right in my wheelhouse and we do have an update to the story, but yeah, I saw something about it a week ago. No, the song, the definitive.
Oh, I know. Wait. Don't say it. Try it again. Try to refresh your screen now.
Okay. Christmas tree refreshed.
Christmas time.
That's the one.
Happiness and cheer. Fun for all that children call their favorite time of year.
They're simply is no greater Christmas album than a Charlie Brown Christmas. The Vince Guaraldi trio music. There are a couple of contenders. The Dean Martin Christmas album is awfully good. The Michael Jackson, I think it was the Jackson 5, their Christmas album is very good. But this is the one. I mean, this is Christmas time. She can't compete with the Rat Pack.
Classic.
Like Dino. Oh, man. So the story is that Charlie Brown, all of those shows, all of their holiday specials, are leaving network television after 50 years. They were on CBS, and then they moved to ABC, but they were all free. For kids like me and you. And we grew up watching these things. We grew up, this scene. You kidding me? Do we need this scene more than ever before?
What's going on here?
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
Hark the herald angels sing.
So all of the Charlie Brown specials, they are now moving to the pay platform Apple TV. Do you have any idea how much it costs, Nicole? Apple TV?
Oh, sorry. I lost you for a second there. What did you say?
How much does Apple TV cost? Do we know?
You know, I think that I do not know. I'm not going to guess because I'll guess way wrong. But
Let me just ask our listeners. Somebody will text us and tell us how much you pay for Apple TV. But the shame of this, and I'm all for capitalism. It's their product, and they can take it to a pay platform. But this is the kind of programming that kids need more than ever. And when Linus goes out on the stage and recites the Bible verse, which last few years, that's created some controversy. But this is what kids need.
It looks like it's about $200 for the you know, hardware, and then $5 a month, which, I mean, it's not a lot. It's just things people don't spend money on all the time. Not everybody, you know, throws in that extra that extra spending amount.
Well, and this is, of course, the future, as everybody wants the revenue stream. You know, you pay $10 a month to Netflix, you pay $5 a month to Apple TV, ESPN Plus, and Disney. All the Disney movies are available, and I think ESPN Plus is between, I don't know, but $10 a month. I don't have, and I have very few of these. I have Netflix. I'm canceling my Sirius satellite.
But you have to pick. I mean, they add up quickly when you have to subscribe to everything. So you have to pick and choose. And yeah, so who knows? And this with Apple, you actually have to have a hardware for it too. So I don't know.
And if you are a family of lower income, your kids need these positive, just pieces of Americana and goodness, and you just see the kind of nonsense, the soul destroying messages that are so pervasive in pop culture that are foisted upon our kids almost all the time. Kids, you know, some parents don't put porn filters on their 12-year-old kids' phones, which is insanity. And you understand that kids have this unlimited access to things that are designed to just eat away at their soul. And then things like a Charlie Brown Christmas, if you don't pay Apple TV, kids are not going to get to see that anymore. Now, I know that doesn't sound like a capitalist, but as I said, I see everything through its individual merits, and it makes me sad that kids aren't going to get. I had a dream last night that we were putting up our Christmas tree, which we always do on Thanksgiving Day. And I had a dream just last night that it was Thanksgiving night and we were putting up our Christmas tree. I just arranged, you know, I told you, Nicole, one of the best investments that I've made is I was horrible at putting up Christmas lights on the house.
Oh,
and then my Christmas lights, I just talked to the young man who I've hired the last few years. He's a good guy, Jake. Good man. But my Christmas lights are going to go up on Tuesday, which would be the earliest ever.
Yeah, that's really early.
November, what's Tuesday? Saturday's the 31st, so 1st, 2nd, 3rd. November 3rd, my Christmas lights are going up. That'll be my earliest ever, and I've never, let me tell everybody something. This year has been horrible in so many ways, and especially if you're stuck at home, is there anything that lifts the spirits more than Christmas lights? And do it early this year. Do it earlier than you've ever done. While you're stuck at home, you'll at least have that joy and that delight. So I'm going for a November 3rd. And then I guess I'll ask listeners too. Is that too early? Is that kind of trashy early if I have my Christmas lights up November 3rd?
No, I mean, we were talking about homeowners associations yesterday. I don't know if all of them would support that, but I mean, yours go up and they're very classy. And I mean, you don't have to turn them on that day. I mean, you can, but.
Oh, I will. No, as soon as they're up, they're on. They're going to be on.
I'm fine with that. It's November. You're allowed.
And the thing is, I don't care what people think. For something like that, people have said horrible things about me the last couple of weeks and that weren't true. And I just, you can't live your life going by what other people say and think. Just do what you think's right. So the Christmas lights are going up on Tuesday.
What people are telling me, though, is apparently you don't need special hardware for Apple TV, but I'm pretty sure you have to make your TV a smart TV by like either a Roku or a Fire Stick or whatever. But whatever, people are yelling at me for saying you need hardware for it.
I don't know. Well, couldn't you get it on an app on a tablet?
Yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah, but your TV has to be a smart TV. Yeah.
But. Yeah. Okay. All right. So Charlie Brown Christmas is moving.
Christmas time is here.
When we talked about it last week, I knew you would be on my side on this one. I knew you'd be just as sad as I was that this was going to be less available, just less, you know, universal.
My oldest daughter can play this on the piano. I'm not good enough piano player, but she can play this. Oh, bring this up a little bit, Sean. And of course, this weekend it's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, which I never liked. I never understood it. I've never heard of the Great Pumpkin other than in the Charlie Brown special. So that one never resonated with me. All right, up next in the big lead, a country music legend that a lot of people had not heard of, Billy Joe Shaver. He just passed away at the age of 81. And did you say this song, Nicole, has a special meaning for you?
Yes, this song makes me tear up pretty much every time. Just the music at the beginning, which I cut off. You're not going to play that part, but just instantly makes me tear up because I made a video when my Uncle Wes passed away. He requested this song early on. When he heard the song, he said, "You use this at my funeral," and he passed away earlier than he should have, and I made a video to this song, so it instantly makes me tear up.
To a song called Live Forever.
I'm going to live forever. I'm going to cross that river. I'm going to kiss tomorrow now. You're going to want to hold me just like I always told you. You're going to miss me when I'm gone. Nobody here will ever find me, but I will always be around. Just like the songs I
Billy Joe Shaver, he was known as an outlaw country icon. I came to know about him because my favorite stand-up comedian, Norm Macdonald, they were really close friends. And when Norm Macdonald had a series of talk shows on Netflix, Billy Joe Shaver was one of his guests. And he was a very colorful guy. He had lost a bunch of fingers and was still playing the guitar despite that, and was just a colorful cowboy outlaw country music guy. And so Billy Joe Shaver has lost a battle at the age of 81.
And I recommend everybody go and listen to that song. It's so great. He, later in the song, he talks about his kids and that's why he's going to live forever. And it's just a cool song.
Well, that message of having kids, whether you believe in heaven or not, that in a way, having kids is a path to immorality. And a friend that I coached with, I told this story in the live show that I do, but a guy named Jerry Jones. When I finally convinced him to coach with me, he told me that he had lymphoma, leukemia. He had been a Seattle firefighter. He was a big, big giant of a man. Played basketball at Garfield. He was, you know, a few years older than me. But one day, I'd been trying to talk him into coaching with me for a couple of years. And he said, "No, I'm not an assistant coach," which I totally respect. But he finally decided he would coach with me. And I remember one day we were at Edmonds Woodway and there were these summer league games. And in between games, we went outside and we sat in the sun on the grass. And he said, "You know what I love about coaching?" He goes, "It is a pathway to immorality, immortality. And I didn't know how sick he was at the time. But he said, "If we teach these kids something, if there's a phrase that sticks with them, and they remember it for evermore. And then they use that phrase on their kids, and their kids pass it down to their grandkids. He goes, in that way, we can become immortal. And I that always meant a lot to me because, oh, man, I had teachers and coaches who said things, taught me things that have stuck with me forever and that I have passed along to my kids. And I hope and would imagine they'd pass them along to their kids. And so if you impart wisdom in a loving way, that's a pathway to immortality. It really is. So that was the message of Billy Joe Shaver.
I'm going to live forever. I'm going to cross.
Okay, and all of that is your Fastest 15. We're going to check the news for you. And then Pierce County Detective Ed Troyer has an announcement to make on The Big Show. We'll find out what that is coming up next as the Dory Monson Show rolls on.
But I will always be around. Just like the songs I leave behind me, I'm gonna live forever now.
Well, a few months ago, Pierce County Detective Ed Troyer came on our show to announce that he wanted to be the next Pierce County Sheriff. His predecessor, Paul Pastor, is term limited, out of the job. And Ed Troyer is running for sheriff, but he has another announcement that he is making this afternoon here on the Dory Monson Show. Detective Troyer, always good to talk with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on again.
Okay, so this has become your go-to place for making announcements, and what's your announcement this week?
Well, I've decided I'm going to retire, and it's not as odd as it sounds like. I am going to retire tomorrow, being Friday, be my last day with the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, and then hopefully Tuesday comes and I'll be elected as sheriff. The reason why I'm retiring is the current sheriff has vacated the position. And usually during the transition period, you would take over in January. But since the current sheriff is gone and a spot's vacated, as soon as the election is certified, the new sheriff takes over. So that leaves 5 weeks of time for transition that I won't have. So I plan on taking the next few weeks after the election until it's certified and getting everything ready and doing the transition and getting staff in place. So it wouldn't be prudent not to do that. So I'll have 3 weeks available to make sure that we continue to run smoothly. Received the endorsement. Yeah, I received the endorsement from Sheriff Paul Pastor. So he's by my side and working with me, and I'm leaning heavy on him. And we think within 3 weeks we'll have everything up and running and ready to go, and it'll be a nice smooth transition and make sure that everybody stays safe and our department continues to thrive.
Well, now, before I get to the campaign for sheriff, let me just say one thing about you as the Pierce County PIO, because I've always said it is more important, more than any other government agency, it's more important that our cops have transparency because, you know, you interact with us and it's usually a very positive thing, but it also can be with deadly force. And I will say, I think that we have had, before he became sheriff, I thought John Urquhart was a great PIO. He would answer all the tough questions. You're the same way. Ryan Abbott with King County Sheriffs now, great PIO. There have been some bad ones. There still are some bad ones. I'm not going to mention them. But I just want to say how much I've appreciated over the years your availability, you're willing to come on and talk to my listeners about some really challenging, terrible stories over the years. You've been a great PIO, Ed.
Well, thank you for that. You know, I've had some good mentoring, and when you have great men and women that work for you, it makes the job a lot easier. And also, as I move on and become sheriff, I'll be there to answer the tough questions. I think the public has a right and deserves to know what we're doing, whether it be the good stuff or the bad stuff. If we get ourselves into some trouble or somebody does, we'll be right up front about it, let you know what happened and what we're doing about it. And that will always be my motto, is I'll never not come on and talk to you. I know people said that to you before, and some of them don't show back up, but I promise I'll always show up no matter what happens.
You will always be available to answer questions, no matter how difficult, how challenging.
Yep.
Okay.
No matter how difficult, how challenging.
Okay, I'm going to take your word on that. Now, you're talking like you've already won this election on Tuesday. Are you seeing some polling that's indicating that, or what's going on?
Well, I'm not seeing any polling. It's a nonpartisan race. We did really good in the primary, and we're hoping to keep that momentum going forward. I think it wouldn't be prudent not to be ready to win, and I hope my opponent, and I know her, and she's very, very capable, and I'm sure she's doing the exact same thing, preparing to win, because once you win, the timeline starts, and there's not a whole lot of timeline there. So I think she's probably doing the same thing.
What's your take? And I know this has nothing to do with Pierce County, but up in King County, there are a couple things on the ballot that seem disastrous to me, and that's where they would remove the sheriff as an elected position and make it appointed, which seems to me that it's just an extension. And I know that you're not quite as radical with your county council in Pierce County as Seattle is getting, or King County is getting. But isn't it disastrous to take this power out of the hands of the people and put it into the hands of politicians?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look what happened in the city of Seattle, Chief Best, you know, God bless her heart. She did such good work and was in difficult times. But when it comes down to it, she's not making the decisions that come at the very end. She's answering to city managers, mayor, city council. Being an elected sheriff, you work for the people. The people decide if you're doing a good job or a bad job, and you don't have to answer to politicians. You don't have to answer to others that may want you to behave and act in a certain way. Being an elected sheriff, I would come right out and say that the people are my boss, and that's absolutely the truth, and it gives me more ability to work. I am lucky, like you said, down here in Pierce County, we actually have a council, instead of defunding, offered us and authorized 28 new positions to be hired immediately. And we've already hired four or five of Seattle officers that are leaving there, and we have another dozen or so in the background investigating process. We're going to hire more. And so we're the opposite of that. And when our council, our chair council, our county executive are all supportive of law enforcement, and defund type rhetoric and talk is not happening down here.
Yeah. Why is that? We're only 45 minutes apart down I-5. How do you think Seattle got so radical, and Tacoma and Pierce County is holding on to some sensibility and respect for law enforcement?
Well, it's interesting if you look at the different makeup of the county councils and the government officials. I think that's where it starts. If you look down here, we have four council positions that are open. And you know what? There's not anybody bad in there on either side, on either party ticket. All eight people that are vying for these four spots would not be the typical politician from King County or Seattle. They have a different view of things. They want to take care of the people. They're not trying to push their own agenda like it seems up there. And down here, they just do a way better job of working together, working with agencies and rolling up their sleeves and getting the job done. And that's why I look forward to it. I look forward to working with council and working with the executive and politicians, not for them.
We're talking with Ed Troyer, who is retiring as Detective Ed Troyer, the PIO for Pierce County, effective tomorrow. He just announced that. He's running for sheriff. He'll find out presumably Tuesday night or early Wednesday about that. One thing about your sheriff run, Ed, what's up with Tacoma News Tribune? Why wouldn't they endorse you?
Well, the Tacoma News Tribune didn't endorse either of us. It was interesting. And they said a lot of nice things about me, but there is that Manny Ellis thing out there, and I can't talk about that because of I-940 says that we're not allowed to talk about it. I'm looking forward to that being over so we can release all the information, which we tried to do months ago until the state took over the investigation. I'm looking forward to that being released and getting all the information out there. They said you got to take the good with the bad, and that's part of the bad that's still out there pending. And if that investigation is wrapped up, I would love to get the information out there as quick as possible so everybody knows what happened, what's going on, and what the investigation's about, and what the conclusion conclusions are from two different agencies, both us and the State Patrol. So that's there, and that's what they're saying is an issue that needs to be resolved. And you know what? I kind of agree with them. And I don't want something floating out there that people have unresolved issues. I think that by endorsing neither of us, but they said a lot of good things about me, so I appreciate that. But we'll see what happens, because I have been endorsed by, you know, the Tacoma Fire Department, you know, our Longshoremen's Union, the past sheriff, and a whole bunch of other really, really good endorsements. Just we'll see what happens with the News Tribune, and I look forward to working with them and moving forward when this is over.
Okay. You also have one other very important endorsement, and that's mine, which either...
Well, thank
could,
you.
Well, but that either could be a good thing, or it could be a kiss of death. I don't know how that works these days.
Well, you know what? We were both really close to not having a job tomorrow. I'm glad that you're still here, and I'm glad that you're still here as your listeners, and I'm hoping that I'll be back on Tuesday, you know, getting ready to become the next Pierce County Sheriff and bring us into the next generation of law enforcement and recruiting and making sure our department stays strong.
I would like that. I think that would be a job well earned on your part. All right, Ed, well, congratulations on your retirement. So do you get to collect full retirement benefits and a sheriff's salary if you win next week?
No. I don't. I'm not going to collect any money. The only way I would collect any money is my retirement, and that wouldn't kick in until December if I'm not sheriff. If I do become sheriff, then it just goes away like I never retired. And so, no, I wouldn't do that. I would just continue to working and not collect benefits and just collect the one salary.
Okay, got it. All right. Well, I will be rooting for you. I know that you'll be open and transparent,
you.
And you'll answer tough questions, and that's all I can ask of public officials.
Absolutely.
So best of luck to you. We'll stay in touch,
all right,
okay?
Thank you. You too. All right, thank you.
Okay, retiring PIO Detective Ed Troyer, but he wants to be the next Pierce County Sheriff. And I'm telling you, I mean, it is so heartening to see politically and with police how things are going in Pierce County just a few minutes away from all the nonsense here in Seattle, in King County. It bolsters my spirits. Okay, I'd love to know your thoughts on what you just heard. You can text me at 98973. That's 98973. Lots more still to come here on the Dory Monson Show.
Looking for the results? MyNorthwest.com has you covered. Find updated vote totals, live video streams from your favorite Cairo radio hosts, and exclusive analysis. Text election to 98973 to learn more. It's all part of our extended 2020 election coverage on MyNorthwest.com and Cairo Radio, here for what's next.
One of the great holes in my lifetime as a concert goer is I still have not seen Peter Gabriel in concert. And everybody who's seen him in concert says, what are you doing? Just go. Figure it out. The reason I'm playing Shock the Monkey is Costco has announced that it is going to stop selling some Thai-made coconut products. According to the folks at PETA, there was one product that was being sold at Costco. And they said that in Thailand, they have what's called the Monkey Center, where tourists can watch the monkeys learn how to collect coconuts for about $10. Kids can watch the coconut collecting show for about $5. And some of these coconuts that the monkeys gather, they end up being used in these Thai products that Costco is selling. And you said, Nicole, that you wouldn't want to eat products that had been harvested by monkeys. But all they're touching is the outside shell.
I mean, if these monkeys are miserable, I don't want them touching my food. But if they're happy about it, that would be okay, I guess.
If that's the standard, you can't go to a McDonald's either. A lot of those employees are miserable. But if all the monkeys
are touching...
I prefer
my food makers happy.
Well, I think we would all prefer that.
Right.
But if all the monkeys... And the monkeys, what else are they going to do? I bet they enjoy collecting coconuts.
Like. You think so? Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I need to know more about how these monkeys are being treated.
Well, if they're climbing up the trees and just picking the coconuts, and I would think that'd be fun for them.
Somehow I doubt that this is just the lifestyle they're choosing. But
what else are they going to do? Go to
whatever they want?
I've heard about the monkeys who go to the resorts and they steal the tourists' drinks, and then the monkeys become horrible alcoholics.
It's true. Maybe these monkeys, are being fed properly, and maybe it's a good thing because they're being taken care of because of their coconut picking. I don't know. But yeah. I guess we need to know more.
Well, PETA says it was animal exploitation. They said no kind shopper wants monkeys to be, they claim they were chained up, and I don't want the monkeys chained up.
See?
No kind shopper. Well, I just saw this. I just clicked on a different story. No kind shopper wants monkeys to be chained up and treated like coconut picking machines.
That is true. I agree with that statement.
According to the PETA president. And so they said Costco has made the right call to reject animal exploitation. And now they're trying to get other grocery stores to follow suit. So if you get Thai coconut products, you want to make sure that they're certified monkey-free, according to the good people at PETA.
Monkey-friendly, at least.
Yeah. I don't want the monkeys chained up. I don't want anybody to get me wrong. I want my coconut-picking monkeys to do so of their own free will. Okay, we're going to check the news for you. And then more on the biggest local story of the week. The more I hear from politicians, the more irate I get. Details coming up next.